Peter Smith from Church Stretton, just outside Shrewsbury, has been working with Sooty for quite some time.
Hello, my name's Peter Smith and I've been a volunteer with the Royal National Institute for the Blind since 2011, where my job is to go out and collect money from collecting boxes distributed around the country through retail outlets. Well, it started off being cold called for raffle tickets, and then after a couple of years of sending back stubs, I never used to bother to try and sell them. I just used to put the money in the envelope and put my name on the stubs. And after about 2 years, they said, would you prefer just to donate £30 every 6 months as a sort of direct debit, which I did that for a couple of years. And then I was invited by the RNIB to go to a finger buffet at the Duke of Devonshire's cottage in, just outside Chester, for just a chat as to what the RNIB actually do, during which time they did ask for volunteers who would like to collect from their collecting boxes or do store collections. And my wife came with me and she said, well, I don't mind doing store collections. And I said, well, I don't mind doing the collecting from the boxes. So, kind of long story short, we both put our names down and eventually we were both seconded. I think this was back in September and it took us till February to actually get started. But it was fine, and I've been retired some years now, so it was something for me to do. I started off with just about 60 sites, probably Shrewsbury down as far as Ludlow. I cover about eight counties now. The idea is you do it as and when you want to. You're not really set to any times. But I have now close to 370 sites.
Cool. So
it's quite a full-time job for me. And I empty the city collecting boxes in and around various establishment pubs and retail outlets when they're quite full. Because I have so many to do, I normally just give them another box and take the box away, count the money and send them a receipt for the money in the box and then bank the money. And I do that.
Why is your area so large then, Peter?
Two reasons, really. First of all, it started to extend. Like I could go as far as Leinster and they said, well, you're in Herefordshire. Someone's retiring from Herefordshire. Would you like to take Herefordshire? Or I would have said, I'll take it till you find somebody else. Or we do have a lot of what we call vacant sites where nobody's looking after the boxes at all. And you know Neil, he sent me a list of vacant sites and I volunteered to try and go around some of them.
And how much time does this take you then, Peter? Because, as you've said, you've got quite an area. So do you spend a lot of time travelling round?
Most days I'm doing something to do with the RNIB. If it's not collecting, it's counting the money, it's getting the money ready for banking and updating my own records. But we do have a cottage in Buckinghamshire. And quite frequently we go between here and Buckinghamshire. And I can call at places like Leamington Spa and Stratford, Gloucestershire, en route, so to speak, and do some there as well.
Could I ask you, Peter, do you get any help with your mileage?
Well, they do pay me mileage, yes. I've done about 10,000 miles over the years collecting.
Well, without the mileage, there's wear and tear.
I don't really count that. There's no other way to claim your mileage apart from the mileage allowance. So I normally claim the mileage allowance, and then I repay what I think I've spent on after I take out the cost for fuel and a bit of printing, etc. I pay a lot of my expenses back in as a contribution.
So is this something you would encourage others to get involved in?
Yes, I mean, the problem is that the reason I have such a big area is because the volunteers are not forthcoming.
So what thoughts do you have, Peter, to encourage others to volunteer then?
I mean, I think the presentation they did for people who donate through various other methods, like direct debit payments and things, they were invited to know what the RNIB actually do. I'm not sure how many volunteers they got from that particular exercise, but I mean, the difficulty is a lot of the people that do it are quite elderly, and then they find that they're bitten off more than they can chew, and they sort of drift off without saying they don't want to do it, they just don't do it.
Now, you are obviously quite committed to your volunteering, Peter, but would you say, perhaps for somebody who doesn't have as much time, that volunteering can be quite flexible?
It's not a problem at all. If for example, you were just doing Shrewsbury, you could visit your sites just twice a year. They prefer you to do them. If you've got 30 or 40 sites, it takes no time at all. Once you're involved and you get to meet the people who hold boxes on behalf of the RNIB, you get obviously some loyalty to them. You don't want to let them down by not going and collecting the money that they're collecting for you. I know which ones they are, of course, after all these years.
Of course.
Some I have to go to every 3 months because they collect that money that quickly.
Do you have to find new sites to place the boxes?
When I first started, I think I probably introduced about 200-odd new sites to the RNIB. Frankly, now with 370-odd sites to visit, I don't really have that much time to canvass other sites unless I fall across them accidentally. But when I first started, for Shrewsbury, for example, I think we only had two in the whole of Shrewsbury town, and I actually spent a few days walking up and down the main streets asking people to take boxes and managed to put quite a few in.
So could I ask you to tell me what volunteering means to you, Peter?
It's an interest for me. I mean, I keep all my records on spreadsheets, and that's quite a challenge to keep up to date. You know, you have good days when you really enjoy collecting quite a bit of money, and you have bad days when you go to a lot of places where there's not a lot of money or they can't even find the box. But you have to take the rough with the smooth. But you have other days where you go there. I went to a site not long ago and there was £300-odd pounds in their box. I mean, that's unusual, but it certainly makes you feel quite good. It's not difficult. I mean, you just empty the box, count the money and pay into the bank with the paying in book. I find it a bit more difficult because of the amounts of money I'm trying to bank every time. But if you've got a site as a volunteer with, just say, your own town, for example, it wouldn't take that much time. Well, I did go down to Devon for a couple of weeks and down to South Wales because, again, we had lots of boxes down there that no one had been to for some long time. And I went out a couple of years ago now and did Devon 1 year and South Wales the next year. But now, because my site base has increased by so much, because over 100 sites are not really mine. They're ones I'm monitoring until they can find volunteers for that area. But I've been monitoring these sites for 3 years now, so I've more or less have assumed them as being mine. With the store collections, for example, my wife and I do them when we have them to do, nobody else. So it means a half a day each standing at a store, which is not particularly good. But if you're going to have a day in a store, then you need to obviously spend some time there, otherwise there's no point. I didn't come to this organisation because I had problems or knew someone had problems. I just came to them. And then once you're hooked and you get involved, you're involved. If you took on a reasonable amount of sites in just in a small area, it doesn't take that much of your time. And it's quite rewarding when you are able to go to the bank and put in a few hundred or thousand pounds into the bank, into the RNIB's charity. Yeah, that's sort of the rewarding side of it. If you are retired and you know what to do with yourself, it gives you something to do. It would be nice if more people did it, because the problem for me is that I travel lots of miles because there's no one else to do it. If we had an army of volunteers, it would be much easier for me particularly, but I don't quite know how people's mindsets, how they think about doing something like this. It's not difficult.